Knowledge is power. You've probably heard this quote before. It has been attributed to a man named Sir Francis Bacon in 1597, but there's some discussion that they think it may be older than that. He kind of borrowed it from someplace else. The idea behind this quote is that the more that you know, the better off you'll be. I sometimes wonder if this is a conspiracy of the education and the information services to keep you buying the things that they sell, because they freely quote this. But it is true that our education system is focused on teaching you the things that are, quote, important for you to know. And, you know, our education system encourages you to go to college so you'll know even more things. We have been conditioned to believe this idea that knowledge is the key to success, so much so that the first thought, if you want to do something new, if you want to do something you've never done before, is like, well, I need to take a class. I have news for you. Knowledge is not power. In fact, too much knowledge might even rob you of power. Hello and welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner and a mindset coach. And the Monday Morning Mindset's where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset determines your success, whatever you do. And developing a strong mindset is a skill you can learn. Speaking of learning, I love to learn. Since as long as I can remember, I have loved to learn. I was good at reading when I was young. In fact, in first grade, I remember being one of a handful of students selected to go and read to the principal to show, I think the teacher was trying to show how good a job she was doing in teaching us how to read. But when I was 8 years old, I remember my dad was pursuing a master's degree, and we rented a farmhouse that had only electricity. There was no indoor plumbing, but it did have electricity. There was a kerosene stove that was very dangerous to use that my mom had to cook on. And I was 8 years old, and we were out in this country house, and there was a lady who was taking care of us when my mom and dad were taking classes in town. And there was, of course, nothing to do. I mean, we didn't have a TV, and I was just stuck there with my sister. Somehow, I don't know how we got them, we got about a 3-foot-tall stack of Reader's Digest magazines given to us. And those magazines sat in the corner, and having nothing else to do, I was 8 years old, I began reading through them, and I think I got through most of them. The thing is, I can still remember some stories from that time in my life. The story about Johnny Lingo and his 8-cow wife that I talked about on my other podcast. And another story about rattlesnakes and a man who died because a rattlesnake's fangs had been in his boots and went through his boots, and he ended up dying. I just remember random things from that. But the point is, I love to read. I love to discover new ideas and facts. I tend to retain things that I read very well. My wife says that I am a treasure trove of useless information. Because those facts come out at random. I just love learning new things, the search for knowledge. So when I say knowledge is not power, I'm going to get to that, because it didn't turn out that way in my life necessarily. Several years ago, I realized that my desire to get more knowledge was actually keeping me from success. The knowledge that I had, I'm great at sucking up knowledge everywhere. And I can, you know, if I decide to pursue a topic, I can find stuff out about it and know all about it. Well, not all, but I can know a lot about it. But that knowledge didn't help me. Now, there are certain settings, it's true, that knowledge is power. There's a reason the government labels information top secret. If they have the knowledge and no one else has it, then they do have power over us, because there are things that we don't know that maybe we would live our lives differently if we knew some of the things that government's kept secret from us. But for you and me, for most of us, the average person, we're all pretty much every, we're not privy to top secret information. We're not walking in those circles. Knowledge doesn't give you power. Knowledge alone. You only get power when you apply the knowledge you have. In my case, I learned and learned and learned and didn't do anything with the knowledge. And it was like my wife says, I'm a fountain, a storehouse of useless information. Now, back in the time of the real estate bubble, I was investing in real estate back in around 2006. There were all kinds of people investing in real estate back then. I joined a real estate investment group and the investors group. We would meet, we would network, we would talk to experienced investors and kind of pick their brain, find out the things that they knew, what you could do to be better at investing in real estate. And then this group, they would also offer free training seminars. There were real estate gurus who would come, and usually it was a person who had made millions of dollars, or at least that's what they said. They would come and tell their story, and the stories all had similar patterns. You know, I was broke, I was in debt, I was just about ready to lose everything, and then I found this way to invest in real estate, and I made millions. And this is my life now. And they would show pictures of them, you know, on the beach and with there was a formula, and they all kind of follow this same formula. They would give free how-to things that, you know, you could pick up information that you could use, but it was a sales pitch because they always ended up by saying, now, if you buy my course, you too can have this kind of lifestyle. You can have all the things you dream of if you just know enough. You know the things that I know, and I can sell you my course for $1,500, $3,000, and the first five people back there to the table to sign up for my course get a 30% discount. So make a quick decision and get back there. This is firmly based in the idea that knowledge is power. That's the trigger that these salespeople, these real estate gurus, were using. Now, a lot of them did have good information in the courses that they sell, but having the information doesn't do you any good if you never buy real estate. And I've come to suspect that they actually probably made more money on selling their courses on how to buy real estate than they actually did in those gurus who had such a good life, made most of their money on training other people how to buy real estate rather than buying their own real estate. Just because I'm a suspicious and have these kind of suspicious doubts about some of the things that I see. But back to the information. If you didn't do anything, if you never bought real estate, all the information didn't help. And there was a couple there in that group who were the first in line. At every sales pitch, they would jump up and run to the front to be one of those first five people to get the 30% discount. And this couple, they spent thousands of dollars to get all the information and knowledge they could. They were sponges for real estate investing information. They went to seminars. They were actively pursuing getting the knowledge they needed, but they never bought a house. They never bought any real estate, nothing at all. They bought real estate courses and studied and gained knowledge, but they never took the step to buy an investment property. Now you see my point. You can have all the knowledge. You can have all kinds of knowledge, and that knowledge isn't power, the knowledge by itself. It is the application of your knowledge that gives you the power. Now, on the flip side, these people did not lose money when the housing market crashed in 2008, like the rest of us did, because they didn't have their money in real estate. And so I don't know how much they spent on their courses, but there are a lot of people who invested in real estate, including myself, that lost a lot of money. But knowledge would not have given us much help with that because we were all kind of deluded in that boom time of the real estate market back before 2008, before it crashed. What I want to help you see is that you can be on a quest for knowledge. You can enjoy the process. You can be like me, love learning all kinds of things. But that knowledge won't do you much good if you don't act on it. The person who takes action, will always have more success, even if they don't know as much, even if they don't have as much knowledge. In fact, they may have knowledge, they may be lacking critical knowledge and still have success, because sometimes knowing how it's supposed to be done keeps you from finding ways that you can get it done with the way it's not supposed to be done. There's a lot of success stories out there of people who have done things. It's like the experts go, well, they shouldn't have been able to do that because they didn't know what they were doing. But the person who takes action and pushes themselves forward, you have to be smart. Don't get me wrong. You need to know a little bit about some of the things about what you want to do. You do have to have some knowledge. You can't just go in blind. For example, if you want to skydive, or if you want to take up base jumping, you probably should take some lessons first. They say, if at first you don't succeed, skydiving is not for you. There is that. You need to have some knowledge. But again, you could study skydiving. You could study everything about skydiving and never step out of the plane and experience it. You have to have the blend of both. You need knowledge and you need to take action. I see too many people who get caught in this trap of learning about how to get what you want, and then you never do anything to get there. And we have information is everywhere. I mean, you can find information about almost anything you want to do, anything you want to become, if for very low cost or free. But you have to put it into action. And so what I came up with is that there are three steps to success. And knowledge it's kind of assumed that you have some knowledge, but knowledge is not a requirement for the success. Three steps to success: you have to decide what you want, you have to start, and third, don't stop. You have to keep going. And the most important of these is to start, because you can decide and not. And oftentimes what happens, and what gets me oftentimes kind of sideways, is that if there's too long of a pause or too long of time between the decision and the start, I get caught up in that cycle. Oh, I need to learn a little more. I need to know more. I need something. I need just this bit more of knowledge to make me confident to know that this is going to work out. And the thing is that the knowledge doesn't necessarily guarantee success, even if you do eventually start. It's better to start as soon as possible. For example, when I decided to start a second podcast, I knew this. And so the time between my decision to start a second podcast and my first episode was 10 days. Now, it's not as polished. There's a lot of things that I'm still trying to get in order, but I knew I had to start. I had to just take that decision and do it. The same thing. If you want an epic life, if you want to be the best version of yourself, yes, learn as much as you can about how to do it. Learning is important, but start using what you learn right away. When you learn something, put it to use. Get yourself moving with what you know, because that's where the power is. The power is in the application of knowledge, not the knowledge itself. And if you get stuck, find a coach. Look for a coach that will help you become independent. If you've been with the same coach for years and you're still kind of where you were to begin with, you might still be stuck. The coach might be giving you knowledge and not helping you do what you need to do to make progress. So for my coaching, I encourage, my goal for my clients is to help them not need me and get to where they can do this, where you can do this on your own. That's what you should do with it. So yes, find a coach if you get stuck, but don't let the coach become a substitute for more information. You need to be doing and moving forward. And then, of course, don't stop. Keep going. Keep moving forward. That's what ultramarathon runners say, is that relentless forward progress, as long as you keep moving and don't stop, you'll get to the finish line, no matter how many miles away that is. Thank you a lot for listening. I appreciate you being here and spending time with me each week. I will see you next time.